Good afternoon. My presentation is titled "The Water Use Efficiencies of Selected Indigenous Vegetables in Southwestern Nigeria." This is emanating from a larger project sponsored by IDRC Canada. It's on reviving some underexploited and underutilized indigenous vegetables of Southwestern Nigeria. Some of these vegetables are just gathered. They are not consciously cultivated. They are gathered from the wild by rural farmers and they are sold. They are eaten, boiled, the shoot and the leaf portion are eaten, boiled. And they are a good source of nutrition. So in this project, what we are doing is now consciously cultivating these vegetables and also using this process to empower rural women farmers who originally are gatherers of these vegetables. So one of the challenges we encounter in trying to propagate vegetables are that we have very little information on the agronomy, especially on the water use. So specifically, this research is to evaluate the crop coefficients for these indigenous vegetables and also determine their water use efficiencies under different risks of urea nitrogen application. This is just a feed showing some of these vegetables under irrigation. As I said, vegetables in Nigeria are more profitable when planted in the dry season. But even in this dry season, we have the challenge of a paucity of water. And therefore, for effective cultivation of these vegetables, you need a very good water management, which you cannot do without knowing the water use, the crop coefficient of these crops. And that's what that's why we have conducted this research. So the research was on university, Bafemawore University, and this the map of Nigeria. Most of the studies were done in the university teaching and research farm. This is the coordinates. And also we used the randomized complete block design. And the four vegetables we focus on are the Amaranthus viridis, the Teferia occidentalis, Solanum nigrum and Solanum macrocarpon. And the rest of fertilizer use, we use 40, 80 and 160 kilogram per hectare. And each study was replicated four times. We had the studies were in two forms. We have the field and also we have this improvised lysimeter, drainage lysimeter that was instrumented with we had to construct soil moisture sensors with these are data loggers. Everything was designed. We designed, fabricated, and also conducted an elaborate calibration before we instrumented it. So the it's based on the principle of the frequency domain refractometry. And installed to continuously determine soil moisture content on the field. So two locations were used. Ilefe, that's within Juas, is situated within the rainforest zone, while the other zone is the savannah ecosystem, which is much drier than the rainforest. So the potential evapotranspiration was computed from the climatic data collected using the Penman-Montane equation. Then also the crop evapotranspiration was determined from the water balance equation, while the crop coefficient was computed from the ratio of the potential evapotranspiration and the crop evapotranspiration. So this shows the climatic data, the summary of the climatic data annual for the lay fair, where most of the studies were conducted. Part of the measures we determine the chlorophyll content using the SPAD, Minolta SPAD chlorophyll vita. This represents the SPAD index of chlorophyll. And it becomes necessary because vegetables, because they are leafy vegetables, and the greenness, the greener the vegetables, the more market they command. So it's a direct reflection of the economic importance of the vegetables. So we look at the chlorophyll content, and we see that here, I mean, there was no definite trend reflecting the rates of fertilizer use on the field experiment. But on the lysimeter studies, we have a definite, we see that the chlorophyll content increased, the greenness increased with the rate of fertilizer application. This on the left represents the dry season. The study was carried out in the dry season and the rain season. This is the dry season study and this is the rainy season study. The chlorophyll, because the higher solar radiation, the dry season, the chlorophyll content generally was higher. The crops were greener in the dry season than in the rainy season, where you had a lot of cloud cover. This is shoot yield, because the crops are harvested en masse on the shoot. So the shoot yield could see the responded to fertilizer, and you could see the 80 kilogram seemed to be the optimum for the Solanum macrocarpon and the Solanum nigrum. Why the difference in the viridis Solanum carbon and the viridis Varanthus viridis were not really that perceptible, showing that 80 kilogram of nitrogen, urea nitrogen, seems to be the optimum for this crop. Also, these are the location, the lysimeter studies, and the rainy season in the rainforest zone also gave a similar trend. This is dry season, and this is the rainy season. And the lysimeter study in the drier region of the savannah. Here now we had higher yield in the rainy season in the savannah compared to the dry season because of water stress. We computed the crop coefficients for the crops, and as shown, Amaranthus viridis, because it's a C crop, it's a C4 crop, because one of the things we did, we have to divide into the early stage and the maturity. Most of the studies on crop coefficient, we have three stages, the early, the mid, and also the maturity. But because these vegetables are harvested, they are not, it's not the seed. For Amaranthus now, we see most of the record we find in the literature are grain Amaranthus. So here we decide to divide into two stages, the early stage and the maturity. The Amaranthus, because it's a C4 crop, require less water compared to the other crops, vegetables. So the water use efficiency as computed also was influenced by the rate of nitrogen, and also seemed to reach an optimum, the 80 kilogram nitrogen in all cases gave the optimum water use efficiency in all the vegetables studied. Also, this for the lysimeter studies, also similarly, the 80, except for this, where we had was different. This is savanna, also a similar pattern I was given. So in conclusion, from the study, see that the vegetables require a 1 millimeter of water to produce 27 kilogram of macrocarpon per hectare by 3, as they have dry yield, 22 kilogram by 3. For Amaranthus viridis. and also the application of urea nitrogen improved the water use efficiencies of the vegetables and to the maximum of a rate of 80 kilograms per hectare. And also, the study has provided some baseline data which could help in the management, water management for these vegetables, especially in the regions where the study was concluded. I want to acknowledge the IDRC Canada and also the government of Canada through the Foreign Trade and Foreign Trade and Development Canada that supplied the fund for this project. Thank you.
In your lysimeter study, did you measure leaching of the nitrogen?
Yes, we measured it. We didn't present.
Yeah,
we,
right.
Yes.
So did you see differences there too, though?
Are we? If.
Did you see differences in leaching between the rates?
Yes, yes. We had the highest leaching in the 160 kilogram of fertilizer of urea nitrogen compared to the other, and by magnitude compared to the lower rates. What system? What type of irrigation system?
Yeah.
We just apply for the on the field. At field irrigation, rainy season it was rain fed.
Okay.
During the dry season, we applied just the same amount of water.
Okay.
True. The same thing for the lysimeter studies. Extrapolation may not be that easy, especially when we are talking about a different crop, because they have a different phenology and also different days to maturity. So it could be very difficult to just extrapolate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.